Hi, and welcome to This Week in Wall Street History. I'm your host, Todd Schoenberger. The date is Monday, February 8, 1971, when the NASDAQ stock market opens for business, making it the world's first electronic stock exchange. In its first year, the NASDAQ was broadcast to some 500 market makers across the country, trading nearly 2 billion shares and about 2,500 securities. The index average at the close of 1971 was just over 100. NASDAQ desktop devices were unique. They were cathode ray terminals that provided quotes, market maker identification numbers, and the names of stocks, but little else. There were no floor traders, specialists, or runners. Only a few IT workers and lots of computers. Today, NASDAQ broadcasts to nearly 500,000 international brokers and dealers, trading more than 5,100 stocks with annual total volume of more than 750 billion shares and an index value just shy of 12,000.
So we are today a global technology company that serves the capital markets around the world, but our markets are our foundation. So if we really think about the founding of NASDAQ, 50 years ago, we were the first electronic stock market. And by building out a really successful stock market, we were able to leg our way into options markets. Then we were able to leg our way into European equities and options markets. So we were able to build out that foundation. And what we realized over the last several years is we have a bigger role to play that we can base our foundation from. So we focus on two themes, transparency and integrity. And we provide a complete suite of technology solutions for market operators and for broker dealers to help manage the integrity of their interactions with the markets and the integrity of the markets. We actually have expanded that out to really support the integrity of the entire financial system with anti-financial crime technology. And then transparency, making sure our data and analytics are top class, and then also enable workflows. So enable the investment management community to manage their portfolios successfully and enable corporates to be able to have successful relationships with their investors. So today we offer all of those services, and we sell our technology to 130 other markets.
The proprietary network backbone at the electronic-based NASDAQ features a quarter of a million miles of leased lines with backup facilities stationed in various locations around the United States. As the NASDAQ continues its quest to further modernize market platforms, it also is structured to tackle two critical areas of fintech: enhancing capital access platforms for corporate issuer and investment communities, and implementing its anti-financial crime initiatives by further combating threats to the financial system. As the evolution of financial technology continues, the NASDAQ stock market is poised to be a leader for decades to come. Thank you for listening to This Week in Wall Street History. Be sure to catch our other Buy, Hold, Sell episodes, including the premiere of sports gambling's newest and most anticipated show, Double Down with Breslow, on the Evergreen Podcast Network. On behalf of Crosscheck Media, I'm Todd Schoenberger. Take care.
Did you know virtually all vessels traveling in the U.S. have to be American-built, owned, and crewed? That's thanks to the Jones Act, which is the bedrock of the American maritime industry.
On the American Maritime Podcast, we cover the topics that matter most to the 650,000 men and women of American maritime, while also being accessible for the average listener to learn about this industry.
Every episode features a new guest, including congressional leaders, senior military officials, leading policy analysts, and other experts.
Come aboard and listen wherever you get your podcasts,
or watch on the American Maritime Partnership's YouTube channel.